Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Hubble Happy Hour. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to St. Pete, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. How we doing, everybody? A happy Monday to you. Hopefully you had a wonderful weekend. We're back at it. Good show coming up for you. Jay Jaffe, MLB insider, columnist, SI.com, MLB Network, has a new book out called The Cooperstown Casebook. Who's in the hall, who should be in, and who should pack their plaques. He's going to join us in studio for a good round of Cooperstown debate coming up here next hour, 1 hour from now. Plus, we'll play a little 10 questions with Jay, Double J, coming up here in the second hour of the show. We've got LeBron and a no-trade clause. What's next for the Cleveland Cavaliers? We've got Michael Phelps not really racing a shark as part of Shark Week. We've got injuries to two of the elite pitchers in the National League and two World Series contenders. We got a lot of action. So hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You could always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. We've got to start with the Kyrie Irving stuff, which popped over the weekend, really late Friday, in that Kyrie has asked to be traded from the Cavaliers. A young man that has a championship in Cleveland, part of now one of the most iconic teams that city's history for any of the three professional franchises, has asked with a year to go, as we know they'll still be contenders, and 2 years to go on his contract, to be traded. Number one, why? Number two, will the Cavs try to move him before this upcoming season? And what happens now in Cleveland? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
I think Kyrie's was just tired of playing second fiddle. I really think, and again, this is just speculation, I think the Jimmy Butler situation had a lot to do with it, and I think Kyrie wanted his voice heard, and maybe he wanted Jimmy to come here, and maybe another source said, hey, we don't, you know, Jimmy said, I'm not coming, and then, so I think that had a lot to do with it, and that might have been the final straw.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That's Andy Baskin from our Cleveland affiliate, 92.3 The Fan, on with Gio and Jones earlier this morning. Frankly, I think this is a mistake by Kyrie Irving. I think this is a strategic misfire. If you are Kyrie and you are frustrated because you are second fiddle to LeBron, if you are Kyrie and you are frustrated, you may have been in trade talks this summer for either Butler or George. All you do is you wait until next summer when presumably LeBron leaves. Because when LeBron leaves, then you look like you're the guy that's going to get out of town because it's all broken apart. But for this next season, you're under contract anyway for 2 years. Forcing your way out now looks like you don't care about winning, you don't care about the franchise, and you're only in it for yourself. And it's just a bad strategic look. You are a part of one of the most beloved teams in that city's history. There is still so much goodwill built around you. Why set fire to it now? I think this is the play of a young man that cannot curtail his ego. And even if you're frustrated privately, seething privately because they have shopped you, and that's what I believe happened, I think that Kyrie, yes, he might be frustrated because he's played second fiddle to LeBron. Maybe he sees the writing on the wall a year from now and wants to get ahead of Dodge. I really believe, though, at the end, LeBron went to the front office and said, hey, we need to get better. And they said, okay, well, what do you want us to shop? Or we're shopping this. We've heard this deal. And I think LeBron advocated for, if we've got to trade Kyrie, then we've got to trade Kyrie. I honestly do. I think he said, we've got to get better. And if that's the way we get better, at least put that on the table. Now, obviously, nothing came to fruition. But I think that might be part of this, where Kyrie feels like LeBron doesn't have his back in these trade talks, that he is dispensable, and he sees LeBron pulls all the strings there. Okay, fine. You can be frustrated, you can be this, you can be that. Wait until next offseason to demand a trade or to let anything out, because it doesn't help you right now. The offseason's already nearly done for basketball in terms of major movement. All of those other big pieces are already in place. And all you've done now is made your life friggin' hard. Because now in Cleveland, nobody thinks you want to be there. LeBron feels like you don't want to be there. The city and media have turned against you, and the Cavaliers don't have to trade you. Are they going to get equal return back for Kyrie Irving? No, they're not. They're absolutely not, not at this point in time. So they're not going to trade you, probably. So now you've got to play a really uncomfortable role this upcoming season, where people think that you don't want to be there and that you don't like LeBron and that you're not happy. It doesn't behoove you. It really doesn't. It does not behoove you, because they don't have to trade you. I just think this is such a mistake and such a misfire by Kyrie Irving. If you wait 1 year, you might win a championship, you might not win a championship. But if LeBron then leaves, look, this is the easiest playbook going. If LeBron leaves, then you go, I don't want to be around for 20 wins, so trade me. LeBron is left. Help me push my career somewhere else, and that'll help you restart the rebuild, because you'll get something back for me. Right? And if LeBron somehow says, I'm staying next summer, and you don't want to play second fiddle, if you have won a championship, you're coming off that, you go, look, I helped deliver 2 titles, 4 straight NBA finals. It's time for me to go on to greener pastures somewhere else. Okay. Or if LeBron stays and you've lost, you can again play the card of, you know what? We've tried. We've slammed our head against the wall against the Warriors. Right now, they're just too good. I think it's time to restart. Fine. But if you do it now, where are you going to go where A, you can be the alpha male, and B, compete for a championship? Because those two things are not together. Kyrie Irving's not good enough to be the alpha male and be part of a team that's good enough to beat the Warriors. That doesn't exist. That situation does not exist, where Kyrie is the number one player on his team and you can win a championship. So you are choosing to be the man over being a winner. That's what you're doing right now. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And as always, you can watch the show at watchda.com. Say what you want about the Warriors, and I've certainly taken my shots at the Dubs, but say this much for them. They've got guys that don't need to be the alpha male other places if it's not about winning a championship. Now, maybe that dissipates here. Maybe this whole thing gets old for the Warriors. But right now, Steph and Klay and Draymond and Durant could all be stars elsewhere, could all be the alpha males elsewhere, and are deciding to put that stuff aside to win and to win historically. And what you're seeing from Kyrie is he's not in that. He's not in that category. Now, I'm not going to put no blame here on LeBron because I think LeBron, again, is hyper-competitive, will only compete for teams right now that have a chance to be one of the top three teams in all of the NBA and have a chance to win a championship every year. And I think that that often means that his loyalty to all the rest of the guys goes out the window because he's looking at it like Belichick. No loyalty. We got to get better. I think he likes some of those guys. I think he likes Shumpert. He likes JR. I think he likes Love and Kyrie. But he doesn't see anybody as untouchable because in his mind, it's all about building a winner. Build a winner. Build a champion. How do we get past them? How do we beat the Warriors? How are you the best team of the East? How do we get back to the finals? And friendships be damned. I think that's the way LeBron looks at this. He is completely cutthroat in this manner. Get us better. I need to be part of a champion. And in this case, I'm sure he signed off on, if we got to trade Kyrie, we got to trade Kyrie. Now, who knows what's going on in the front office in terms of the GM, what Dan Gilbert has wanted to pay, if that has frustrated LeBron. But my guess is you're not going to trade away Kyrie Irving without at least getting some type of green light from LeBron. And Kyrie was in trade talks, and now he's probably getting PO'd about it. But you got to make it work, man. You got to make it work for this next year. Again, where is Kyrie going to go? You give me the spot right now. Where is Kyrie going to go where he is the alpha male and a champion? It's not going to happen. There is nowhere he could go. So where does he want to be traded to? The Spurs? Well, Kawhi's still going to be the better player there. Where does he want to go? The Knicks were part of this. He wants to be traded to New York? Good. Have a great time winning 42 games. Have a great time being the seventh seed in a first-round exit in the East. Where does Kyrie think he's going to go to be the number one star and be good? I think it's delusional. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. So we'll have you guys weigh in on that. Also, when we come back here on the show, Ezekiel Elliott and Jerry Jones. Are we creeping closer to Jerry making a point at the commissioner and the league's investigation? We'll do that next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
Oh, okay.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly. Check out the link, cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands that you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermoquad, O'Reilly. The brake parts you need to guarantee at low prices. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Chris tweets, DA, you're wrong. Kyrie wants LeBron to stay and compete, just like the Dubs. Stay and freaking compete, LeBron. Kyrie is tired of LeBron's tired ass always looking for greener grass. How about competing? Well, that doesn't make any sense, that logic. So Kyrie is bothered that LeBron may leave, so he is going to leave in front of LeBron? LeBron would leave for greener pastures, and Kyrie's upset at that, so he would then leave for greener pastures? That logic doesn't make any sense. If Kyrie is about winning and wanting guys to be committed about winning, why is he then not committed to winning? Like I said, if you're Kyrie and you want out the moment that LeBron's not there, fine. I don't blame you. If LeBron leaves next July, I couldn't blame anybody on the Cavaliers that wanted out because they're going to go back to stinking. How do we know that? Because when it wasn't LeBron and it was only Kyrie, they stunk. Remember that whole thing? Kyrie was there before LeBron got there, and they stunk. So suddenly Kyrie's going to be upset that LeBron wants to leave? All right, Kyrie, you want to be a winner? Then win with your own team. When he leaves in Cleveland, the team you got drafted by and the team that you signed an extension to. If he's upset that LeBron has uttered his name to the front office saying, yeah, you know, if we can get better, we got to trade Kyrie. Fine. So leave after next offseason or next offseason. See if you can win a championship this year. You're obviously the odds-on favorite to come out of the East again. If you feel like you are better than everybody's talking about. I mean, Helen, also, by the way, this disrespect from LeBron, this idea. LeBron just keeps saying how Kyrie can be an MVP one day. He just keeps publicly pumping him up. I just think that Kyrie's making a big, big mistake here. Jarvis is in Tampa listening online, CBSSportsRadio.com. What's up, Jarvis?
Hey, man, what's up, man? It's a pleasure, and thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure is mine, my man. What's going on?
Listen, I just want to say this. I want to talk to you on this on a different point here.
Yes, sir.
I think Kyrie is making a great decision, because I think what you're failing to realize is that he's around LeBron, and LeBron's not a warrior. He's not a warrior, man. He really isn't. I've watched his career.
What does that mean?
I've seen Jordan's career. I've seen all those guys' careers back to like maybe 75 or something like that I can remember.
Okay, so what does that mean that LeBron's not a warrior?
Well, he's not committed to stay to Cleveland. He's from there. He's from his hometown. Now, just think about this.
Hang on. We got to start here.
Okay.
LeBron's not a warrior because he's not committed to Cleveland. That's your definition of a warrior.
No. Let me finish, man. Can I finish?
Sure.
Okay. The number one reason is because he hasn't committed to Cleveland.
The number one reason of what? That Kyrie wants out, or that he's not a warrior in your definition?
No. He hasn't. Let me finish, please. He hasn't committed to his hometown of Cleveland. I mean, he went back there. Everybody knows he can opt out after next year. He hasn't stood up to Kyrie or those guys and said, I'm here in my hometown, and we're going to make Cleveland champions. I'm going to stay here for the rest of my career. Mm-hmm. If Kyrie would hear that, I think he would be all the way in, and people around the league would then want to come and play
with
LeBron.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Jarvis. Hang on. Okay, so to that point.
Okay.
Why can't Kyrie be that guy? Kyrie was drafted number one overall by the Cavaliers. Why is it LeBron's responsibility to never leave, but it's not Kyrie's?
Kyrie is not capable of putting that on his back all by himself.
Okay. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. He's not as good as LeBron.
So therefore, he's reacting to LeBron's reactions. Kyrie is reacting to what LeBron is not reacting to. If LeBron was to sit with
Kyrie... Why can't Kyrie be his own man?
And that's what Kyrie's trying to do, but he's getting excoriated.
But hang on. He can only be his own man if he leaves. He can't be his own man if he stays and LeBron leaves.
No, he can't. He can't be his own man for the next year because he knows that the guy beside him is not committed.
Okay, so he wants to be traded to the Knicks. He wants to be traded to the Knicks or the Spurs. Let's go through those possibilities. If he goes to the Knicks and Carmelo's gone because, you know, it's the end. And Kyrie ends up being a kind of a fringe playoff team, and the Knicks aren't very good. Does that mean he's more of a man?
No, not more of a man. But I think the Knicks is the wrong team.
Okay,
I think he should go to Milwaukee.
Okay, so anyway, but he didn't want to go to Milwaukee. That's not part of this conversation. So it shows you what Kyrie
wants.
He doesn't
have that choice.
But he doesn't have any choice in the matter because he doesn't have a no trade clause. He doesn't have to be traded.
Right, I understand all that.
Okay, so also, if he wants to go to San Antonio, is he going to be the man in San Antonio?
If he went to San Antonio, him and Popovich would run that offense the way him and a younger Parker and the other guy.
That makes him more of a man if he's the second fiddle to Kawhi Leonard?
See, that's the thing. On that team, you won't be considered the first or the second fiddle. You'll be a part of a winning team like Golden State is.
Enough in Cleveland? What happens if they win a championship this year? It's not enough.
They cannot win a championship in Cleveland if LeBron is not committed.
But this year they could?
See, hold up. Man, that's the point you're not letting me make. You're not letting me make that point.
My man, you've been on the phone for 4 minutes. Make the damn point. What do you got to say?
If LeBron would stand up to his team and say, listen, guys, I'm committed to staying here at this team, and we're going to win championships here, Kyrie would stay, and not only that, but there would be other teams, there would be other people around the league that would want to go to Cleveland.
What makes you think that he's so committed about winning championships if he wants to go to New York?
No, not Kyrie. I'm talking about if LeBron
I know. Why do you think Kyrie cares about winning championships if he wants to get traded to the Knicks?
You just said the Knicks are on a fringe of
yes,
being in the playoffs.
He has asked to be traded to the Knicks. He has asked to be traded to the Knicks.
Tim Hardaway, the Hardaway Jr. guy that they signed.
Oh, God.
And, man, there are only two of, like you said, the East division
Jarvis,
is very weak.
You think
think
if he gets traded to the Knicks, they're going to win a championship?
I'm not sure of a championship.
Oh, my God.
But there'll be more
oh,
of a committed
God.
Team to be able to
oh,
go and play.
Oh, my God.
He's playing with a team.
The most dysfunctional franchise of the NBA. Yeah, Kyrie's going to show up on their doorstep. They're going to go from 20 wins to winning a championship. Get real.
No, I'm not saying that he is, but he's on a team right now where the king of the team is not committed to playing.
Well, you're acting like Kyrie is committed to winning. He's clearly not if he wants to get traded to a non-contender.
I'm talking about LeBron. LeBron is not committed to winning in Cleveland.
So why?
And that's the reason why Kyrie wants to get out of there.
Okay, but
and that's the reason why nobody around the league
Jarvis,
is trying to go to Cleveland.
Jarvis, you don't make any sense because you're saying, let's just slow down. You're saying that Kyrie wants to be part of a winner, right? And because LeBron's not going to commit to Cleveland, that means Kyrie wants to be part of a winner. But what you're failing to realize is Kyrie would prefer to get traded to a worse team. So it's not Kyrie being a winner.
No, let me respond to that. Can I respond to that?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
He's in a situation now where the king of the team is not committed. He's not a warrior. So he would rather go to a team where they're going to be committed to winning. They're going to be warriors. LeBron James is not a warrior.
Yeah, okay.
He sees that every day.
Jarvis.
And at the end of each game, hold up, let me finish.
No, I can't because you've been on the line a long time, man. You got to sit down and write out everything you think and then read it back.
Bro, you keep interrupting
it's not,
me.
Make, it's not making sense.
We're having a good conversation.
Jarvis, it's not making any sense. Your logic is circular. There is no sense here. You got to sit down and think this through, man. It doesn't make any sense what you're saying. An exercise in futility, talking to Jarvis in Tampa. 855-212-4CBS, your phone number. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Help me out, somebody. Please throw me a lifeline after that. My head is now scrambled eggs. Didn't need it, Jarvis. Didn't need it. I got to get to my Ezekiel Elliott, Jerry Jones conversation at some point in time. I apologize. I'll get to that coming up here next. But now my brain is spinning. Kyrie wants to be part of a winner and wants to be traded to the Knicks. Okay. Something does not line up there. When we come back. Zeke, Jerry, Kyrie. I also need to get into Shark Week with Michael Phelps. I mean, it's all coming down around us here. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Pardon me, my fault. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, next generation of home improvement. Everything that you need to do project smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Taking a look at a player doing more for his team. Zach Britton, the Orioles closer, striking out 2 in a scoreless ninth inning yesterday. The O's beat the Astros 9-7. It was Britton's sixth save of the season. Britton's 55th consecutive save. The most consecutive saves in the American League since he became an official staff back in 1969. Britton had missed more than 2 months on the DL, but Baltimore still sub-500, searching that final wild card spot. We just had Jason Lockenford join us on Friday. Big O's fan, NFL insider, said, trade everybody. Blow it up. Trade Manny Machado. Trade everybody. Let's restart the rebuild. Aggressive take by Jason Lockenford. Kind of like the aggressive take that Jarvis and Tampa just had. That Kyrie's a warrior. because he wants to be traded, because LeBron isn't a Warrior, because LeBron isn't committed long term? I mean, my point is this. Why would LeBron commit right now to the Cavaliers long term if he doesn't know what the team looks like next summer? Why would he lock himself into a franchise that, by the way, before he got there, was terrible? When he was there the first time, they got great. When he left, they were terrible again, with an owner that couldn't figure out a way to extend his general manager, couldn't figure out a way to pay Chauncey Billups, and is in the middle of the most important offseason that organization may have ever had and can't figure out who's running it. I would be like LeBron as well. Hey, man, we'll see where we sit. We'll see where we sit 1 year from now, and I'll make my decision. He might be as good as gone. He might stay. I don't know. But why wouldn't you keep your options open if you're LeBron next summer? Kyrie is salty because he was involved in trade talks. And Kyrie's got a huge ego. Kyrie's really, really good. But he's not freaking LeBron James. And so he was in trade talks. So what? You're going to tell me that Kyrie is a winner or wants to be a winner when his preferred destinations include the Timberwolves, who have never won anything, great young nucleus, but a complete unknown. The Heat, again, right now, not a good team, fringe playoff team. And the Knicks, a trash organization. One of his preferred destinations, the Spurs. Okay, you'll be second fiddle there behind Kawhi anyway. But Kawhi's not as high maintenance as LeBron. That's totally fair. But I'm going to believe that Kyrie's all about winning when one of his preferred destinations are the Knicks? I mean, come on. Come on. The organization run by maybe the worst owner in the NBA, who is openly feuding with one of the most popular players ever in Charles Oakley. An organization that just watched Phil Jackson light all of their money on fire, hiring GMs that have never had any experience before. An organization that, by the way, still employs Isaiah Thomas, only on the women's side of things with the WNBA. But Kyrie's so committed to winning. Come on. Let's get off that. 855-212-4CBS. I'll jump back into your phone calls on this in a mere moment, but I do want to play the audio from Jerry Jones talking about Ezekiel Elliott now that probably Jones has a whiff of what this investigation about domestic violence after a year of it is going to mean.
I have reviewed everything. As you know, he's had his complete president. There is absolutely nothing, not one thing that I've seen that has anything to do with domestic violence. I don't want to answer anymore, but I've seen nothing.
Yeah, Jerry needs to shut up. Yeah, you know what, Jerry? It's cute when you talk about the team in terms of wins and losses and how great this player is and winning Super Bowls and winning playoff games and all that stuff. You can blow a ton of smoke around Dak Prescott and Dak and that whole team and Dez and Witten, and that's fine. You can talk about your draft picks and how great your organization is, your new practice facility, which is awesome, and your new stadium and everything like that. When it comes to domestic violence, just shut up. There is no good that comes out of this because the NFL can levy a suspension whether there's evidence or not. We know this. They do not have to abide by whatever happens in the courts or whatever happens with the police. They can do whatever they want. So if Roger Goodell does suspend Ezekiel Elliott for a game, let's say, for whatever reason, it might just be because he woke up on that side of the bed. Now Jerry Jones is going to have to defend the fact that, well, your guy is suspended, but you're saying you didn't see any evidence. And then you look like the hypocrite. And then you look like, you know, the moron here about flippantly talking about domestic violence, which is a serious issue. It's one thing if you're talking about less serious stuff. I don't see anything. There's nothing here, nothing to see. But what happens? Ezekiel Elliott, we know, has a good track record of acting the fool. Good track record. I mean, he just broke a guy's nose, allegedly, in a bar. And what happens if tomorrow pictures come out of him having abused his girlfriend? Or on Friday night he decides to abuse his girlfriend. Suddenly, what are you? You are now defending and have defended a guy that's got those types of flaws. It just doesn't make any sense. And it is why Jerry, you would think at some age, would learn. Man, it's just, it doesn't help you to talk about those things. It's why the Patriots might be aggravating, but the Patriots get it more than anybody else. Don't talk about things you don't have to talk about. Don't talk about things you don't have to talk about. It doesn't make any sense to sit here and say, I review the evidence and there's nothing here. Let it be, man. Let it be. But Jerry can't help himself. Talk about an ego. I mean, Kyrie's ego? Jerry's dwarfs Kyrie. God, Jerry thinks that guy, he is the most important person in the entire world, doesn't he?
I am a smart Cowboy fan. I know about football.
And that's a good team, man. That's a good team with a good quarterback and a good running back and a good wide receiver and a good tight end. Who knows about their defense? But that's a good team that could compete for the division this year. And it just feels like there's always a soap opera, always a saga, and that takes away from them. And beware of the 7-9 Cowboys inevitable crash back down to earth this year. It's a really good team that should win double-digit games and go to the playoffs and compete for that division. Beware of every time it feels good, Jerry sticks foot in mouth, player is coddled, egos get too big, and it all comes crashing down for the Cowboys. Joel's in Virginia listening on 106.1 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to the 25-minute
interview. Joel, let me put you back on hold to get you to a better cell area. Sean's next up in Modesto listening on 970 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What are you doing?
This morning, commute is a little rough, but I want to chime in on that Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Maybe a little perception. I don't agree with a lot of what Jarvis said, but I can see why Kyrie Irving's looking long-term. You know, if you got a non-committed LeBron James, why not go somewhere where you can start the rebuild right now? New York, Miami, pair yourself with a guy like Whiteside. You know, you got a good Josh Richardson. You got a bunch of good young players.
I mean, are you serious? Kyrie and Hassan Whiteside and Josh Richardson, what is that going to be?
I'm just saying, if LeBron goes west next year, that team's a top five team in the East right now.
What is a top five team in the East? Do you think a top five team in the East is a competitive team in like the NBA Finals?
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Why would you have to start anywhere? He's on a team that could win a championship right now. Why not start that thing next year?
The Cavs, the currently constructed, are not going to win a championship. There's four teams in the
but
West.
But the Heat are 2 years from now.
Better chance than a LeBronless Cavs next year, two years from now.
Okay, no, could we agree that right now with LeBron, Kyrie is closer to a championship for 1 year than he would be with the Heat in two or three years?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so if it's about a championship, why would he want to be traded to the Knicks?
Well, like I said, I mean, the Cavs aren't winning the championship next year. Their offseason was terrible. They did nothing to improve.
Okay, but why would he want to get traded to the Knicks?
Because
all right, well, you broke up, so Sean, I'm going to let you go. I mean, I don't know if anybody has done any research on this, but the Knicks in 20 years have won one playoff series. 20 years, one playoff series. Stop selling me that Kyrie wants to win. This is not about wanting to win. This is about him being pissy that he was in trade talks and not wanting to be LeBron's second fiddle. This is not about winning. Stop it with that. Let's admit it. This is not about winning for Kyrie. The guy is preferring to be traded to the Knicks, the Heat, or the Timberwolves. The three of which have combined, when it hasn't involved LeBron James, for just about nothing. I mean, come on. Stop it with the winning. Stop it. Don't sell me that this is about Kyrie wanting to win. This is about Kyrie wanting to be the big man on the block. That's what this is about. He wants to be the big fish. It's not about winning. Don't say that. That's just not true. Eric is in Baltimore listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1300. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, DA? How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm kind of with you on this Kyrie thing. And, you know, a lot of people are making a lot of BS excuses. And to me, I feel like it's not about winning. His pride is in a way, and it seems like a lot of guys in this world, it happens to them a lot. And LeBron is your leader. Just face the fact. You're not good enough to be a LeBron, so I don't see why you're trying to overstep your boundary. And to be honest with you, he can't be talking about winning because Kevin Durant single-handedly killed basketball for us. He went to a team that was already great. So now no one's really going to beat Golden State, honestly.
I tend to agree. I think everybody's still playing catch-up with the Warriors in a major, major way. That doesn't matter any of these types of iterations that are being created right now around the league, that still nobody is close. But this whole thing about Kyrie and winning, Kyrie Irving was on the teams before LeBron got to Cleveland that were like 20 games under 500. I mean, Kyrie was the number one pick of the Cavaliers. Here are the three seasons before LeBron got there. 21 and 45, 24 and 58, 33 and 49. Kyrie wants to go somewhere and wants to be the leader. He was the leader in Cleveland, and they were trash. So why, if Kyrie is so much about winning and wanting to be the guy, why not just stay in Cleveland? If LeBron's so convinced, everyone's so convinced LeBron's going to leave, why shouldn't Kyrie just stay in Cleveland and then be the man? Has that escaped everybody? I mean, the logic makes no sense here. He wants to leave to be part of a winner because he's upset that LeBron might leave to be part of a winner. Hey, anybody wake up and realize what Russell Westbrook did? Russ Westbrook watched Kevin Durant go out that window, walk out that door, and he stayed. He didn't demand to be traded. He didn't demand to be traded this offseason. Now, we'll see if he signs a massive extension, but at the very least, Russ said, okay, I'm in for 2 years. Why couldn't Kyrie do the same thing the moment LeBron leaves next summer? Oh, wait, why? Because Kyrie isn't as good as Russell Westbrook. Greg is in Ohio listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1240. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you? I was wanted to talk about Kyrie.
Yes, sir. What you got?
All right, so what's good in New York is just to be the star there, and that's it. That's the only reason.
Of course. Yeah, he doesn't care about winning if he wants to go to the Knicks. He wants to be a star in New York.
And he just wants to go there, because he'd definitely be the star if Carmelo leaves.
Of course. Yeah, of course. The Heat, you could be the best player in the Heat. Good luck getting bounced in the second round of the playoffs every year. You could be the best team. You could be the best player in the Knicks. Good luck getting beat in the first round of the playoffs every year. Again, let's just make sure we remember, Kyrie was there for three seasons without LeBron. Their best year when Kyrie was there without LeBron was 33 wins. That guy's going to call a shot about being a winner? That guy's calling a shot about demanding to be traded? That guy's upset that LeBron's not committed to the Cavaliers? LeBron took over a team that won 33 games and went to three straight NBA finals. A team that had Kyrie. But LeBron needs to be committed just because LeBron is from there? If Kyrie was born in Akron, would he have to stay? Look, like I said before, LeBron's taking this year to year, and that's how every superstar is now going to do it. If you have a chance to maneuver your way around and you are LeBron or Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook, these guys will basically decide on a year-to-year basis where they want to go, what they want to do. And Kyrie wants to be in that boat. Okay, but you're not as good as those guys. And you can't be upset that LeBron is doing that while then you're doing it. It's just hypocrisy. Kyrie wants a commitment from LeBron. If he doesn't get a commitment from LeBron, then he's not committed. Well, why don't you be what you want to see out of LeBron? If this is so much about wanting to see commitment, why would you not be committed to the same cause? Stay in Cleveland. You were drafted there. It's the only team you've ever played for. Number one pick overall. Stay in battle. Oh, but he shouldn't because LeBron doesn't want to? It doesn't make any sense. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. We'll change things up, do some baseball coming up here next with Jay Jaffe, baseball insider for SI.com, also author of the book, The Cooperstown Casebook, debating who's in and who's not. This is a very cool book. We'll talk about it next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.